The three dump sites were found in Burnett and Polk County. The chemicals, especially the solvents, are considered hazardous and require special disposal. Tom Krisnick is the administrator for the Department of Natural Resources Environmental Crimes Unit. He says this was a large and coordinated dump.
When I find several hundred in one concentrated area, and witnesses tell me that they were dumped at a particular time and day, then that is alarming. And that raises the bar a little bit, and Environmental Crimes Investigation Unit gets involved.
Krisnick says dumping this much paint and solvents can cause a lot of harm.
Dumping it in the woods, places, those people, that property, some cases maybe even the groundwater, at risk.
A company from the Twin Cities that specializes in dump site cleanups has already removed the chemicals. Krisnick says they even had to remove some topsoil that had been contaminated. But overall, Krisnick says illegal dump sites in the state have gone down dramatically over his 20 years with the DNR. He says that's because people are more aware of the dangers and there's more drop-off sites.
I mean, now there's literally hundreds of places statewide that you can take things. You know, every county in the state has a recycling program. They have, you know, days when you can bring in paints and other waste that you have no other, you don't know what to do with.
The DNR is asking for the public's help in this case. They say anyone with information should call their hotline, 1-800-TIP-WDNR. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.